Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to second. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Hurdle moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 5-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Craig Minetto now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Hurdle moves to third. It's 6-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field. Otis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Otis. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Murphy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1 Royals. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Newman reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page strikes out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Gross moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game. With a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Edwards reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hurdle strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Jim Todd now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Washington moves to second. It's 10-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to third for the out. Gross moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing center field. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 3 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle who is chasing the ball. Revering reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Revering tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Royals. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 3 in the game. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Lacey now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Newman for a passed ball. White moves to third. Washington moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. John Way then pinch hits for Daryl Porter. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Craig Eaton now pitching. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Edwards moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Royals. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Murray reaches second base with a double. Picciolo scores. It's 13-4, Royals. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.